another Universal Orlando podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Melody.
And that's a cat behind the computer.
Yes.
Yes. We got new cat toys today. They were sent to us from a business.
Did you try the blue ball yet on the carpet?
No.
No. Oh.
It's loud. Ash. He's not interested.
I think he is. Because he is staring at it from behind the computer. Okay, now he doesn't care.
Okay. Anyways, do you have any small talk?
I think that was the small talk. Small talk is already over.
Well, that was my portion of... Do you have any small talk?
No.
You're lame. That's not a good thing.
No, I'm smiling because you forgot your own small talk, and I'm not going to remind you.
What was my small talk?
Nope.
Remind me.
It was going to be making fun of me, so no.
Remind me.
That was a reminder, and you still don't remember.
Oh, right.
Move on. Move on.
So...
Move on.
We were trying out Riverside because we were like, oh, if you ever want to have guests one day, we need to know how to do, you know, group projects. Not, how do I word this? How do we record with other people who are in the room with us? So we're like, okay, well, we've heard Riverside mentioned on Distractable, and he's a big YouTuber. He should know what he's doing. So we got Riverside, started playing around with it. We want to record on two tracks because recording on one track makes it really hard to edit so that if I make a weird noise or something, she can edit it out. Like right now, I'm hitting the chair against the desk and that's making her really mad. Am I going to stop? No.
Or,
there.
If more commonly, if I'm talking and Nick decides to clear his throat.
Just like that.
Then I can take out his clearing throat.
Right, so that's why you want to record on two tracks versus one track if you're doing multiple people. So Riverside makes it real easy where, like, if I want to invite somebody to record with us, all we have to do is send them a link, and they click on the link, and it takes them right into our project, and I think they even get the audio file when they're done.
Which is great when you have two remote areas recording.
Right, but we can't figure out how to do it on two tracks.
No, from one...
Computer.
One computer... Using the Scarlett 2x2 specifically.
So if anybody knows anything, let us know.
We just want to be able to use two tracks from our one Scarlett 2x2, one recording going in.
I don't know. We could always go buy that Rode caster thing that I wanted.
That probably won't even help, actually.
I want it because it has a mute button. So if I feel like clearing my throat, I can just go boop.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our small talk. The reason why this episode is coming out so late is, as of this recording last week, everybody was sick.
But that's fine.
What?
You forgot why you were talking about Riverside. I'm just reminding you because I'm nice and...
Oh, right. So, before all that, we plugged in our mics, we got it all set up.
Because we're trying to figure it out.
We were trying to figure it out, and we were like, oh, let's do a test recording and see if you can split it. And then you talk, it shows up, I talk... We thought it showed up, you ended it, then you listen to it, and you only hear yourself. And you're like, oh, why do I only hear myself? So I'm like, that's weird. I'm like, did you plug it in? And then you looked on the floor, and look, there's the XLR cable just laying on the floor.
Because I didn't plug it in.
And she didn't plug it in.
There, I got made fun of. We can move on now. What is today's episode about?
Anyway, so the reason why this is coming out so late is because last week, as of this recording, everybody in our house was sick.
Mm.
I was sick, Jack was sick, Rose was sick, you got a sniffle for one day.
I was not sick for long, but I had to deal with all the sickness.
Yes. So we postponed recording on that week, and now it's this week, and why are we delayed again?
We're not. This is just the one week.
Oh, okay. So this week, we're talking about more food. If you were sick about hearing about food, I'm sorry, but here you go. More food. Blame Epic Universe opening. We're talking about Epic's food.
Yeah.
Socials, finally.
Oh, yeah. Socials! You can find us on Instagram and Twitter/X. You can find us at Another Universal Podcast on Instagram and Another UO Pod on Twitter/X.
Also, if anybody works for the brand Circle, C-I-R-K-U-L, you know, the brand that has those flavor pods and you screw it into the lid and you're like, ooh, I get 60 ounces of flavored water. It's a big fat lie. You get like 40 ounces at most.
Well, no. If you think about it, I can drink 2. That is 60.
What? No. These are...
36.
These are 40 ounces.
Yeah, and I could drink 2 of them.
Wait, no. These are... Are these 40?
They're like 36. I measured.
Yeah, these are 40 ounces. You drink 2 of these?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. The brain doesn't lie.
It's just 60 ounces is not as much as it sounds. You drink like 2 things.
Actually, no, it is less because you put it on like, what, 5?
Uh-huh.
And then the flavor's gone by 1.5 or 2 of these. But I thought it was advertised you could bump it all the way up to 10 or something like that and get full flavor.
I think it is advertised like that, but oh well.
Speaking of flavor, I think I just ran out.
No.
Also, if you work for the brand, the whole new tumbler style with the straw is extremely hard to get liquid out. Please fix that. I doubt anybody listens. Anyways, you didn't come here to hear us talk about cats or Melody's mishaps or sick children or circle tumblers. You came here to listen about... Whoops. You came here to listen about...
Nick knocking stuff into food. The microphone.
Hope you're not hungry, because I am certainly...
Getting in hungry. In the middle. By the time this episode is over, we will be looking for snacks.
All right, so we are going to cite our sources in the beginning. We have pulled from 3 sources to compile our
list.
Hopefully complete-ish list of Epic Universe food.
As of this moment.
As of this moment. Keep in mind, this is pre-opening. Food items may or may not change. I didn't look through this, so if there's any prices in here, prices may or may not change.
No prices.
Melody is saying no prices. Everything is to be determined because they are still testing things. Here are the sources. We pulled from UniversalOrlando.com, AttractionsMagazine.com, written by Blake Taylor, and MiceChat.com, written by Terry Peters. I don't think I butchered any of those names.
You did not. They were very simple.
Yes, they were pretty simple. Unfortunately, we did not find one from John Self. I guarantee you, if he has written one, he is going to send it to us and be like, why did you not use my article? And then I will turn around and say, blame Melody. To be fair, we did try and find one written by him, because we like his work. What are you looking at?
Seeing if he wrote an article.
Did he write an article?
I don't think so. I don't see anything.
Okay. Well, hopefully he gets to write one soon, and I look forward to reading it. Moving on, we have Ministry of Magic. I'm going to butcher this. Café Lair de la Siren.
Serene.
Sure. The stairs place. The lair. The lair of the siren.
Sure.
Okay. Your turn. You can read it.
Oh. Baguette de dinde? De dinde. Dind? Dined? I don't know.
Close enough.
D-I-N-D-E.
Oh, John's also going to get mad about this.
Oh, yeah, we suck at pronunciations.
He hates mispronunciations. Pronunciate. That word, he hates that.
I love how you mispronounce.
Whatever.
Good job.
It's late.
Anyway, baguette. A warm, crusty baguette piled with sliced cracked pepper turkey, arugula, apples, and brie, topped with mustard butter and apple butter.
It's a turkey sandwich. It's a fancy turkey sandwich.
I have not heard of either mustard butter and apple butter.
I've heard of apple butter. It's actually pretty good. Mm. Mustard butter on the other, I feel like it's just mustard and butter.
That's how I envision it as well.
But this is just a fancy turkey sandwich.
Yes.
I feel like this will be a quick grab-and-go type item.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Butterbeer crepe with shortbread cookie butter, Bavarian cream, butterbeer cream, strawberries, butterbeer drizzle, and a butterbeer shortbread cookie.
Butterbeer everything, apparently.
And I hope it actually gets served on a plate.
Because
if it's served like the... So the picture, it's like a traditional crepe where it's on a plate and then it has all the toppings on top of the crepe.
It also looks super fancy and not at all like the crepes in studios.
Right. So I'm really hoping it's going to be plated rather than in a pizza cone type thing.
Maybe. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
Quiche Lorraine. Egg custard in a pie crust filled with bacon. Oh. Gruyere cheese.
Yeah.
And caramelized onions with Mornay sauce and a side of berries with lavender honey drizzle.
Okay. That actually sounds really good.
I don't think I've had a... No, we had a...
You've had a quiche
before. I had a quiche before. I want a quiche again. I really like quiches.
This is a fancy quiche.
Fancy
quiche. I would eat this quiche.
Would you eat your berries?
Yes, I would eat my berries.
Good.
Insert, I don't know what a lavender berries and honey cream drizzle is. Have you heard the berries
and cream? Yes, don't. Shush. Continue. To those who don't understand why Nick is laughing, I cut out...
No, you didn't.
...him watching the video of the guy singing the stupid Berries and Cream song. Nick's humor is very broken.
Shall I play
Continue.
This one?
No.
Anyways, moving on. Unfortunately, so far there is no Berries and Cream, but we do have a jambon beurre. This is ham
See? Oh,
gosh. Special cheese, Dijon mustard, butter, and a French baguette. This is not listed on the Universal website.
Correct. A lot of these, or probably like half the foods, are not going to actually be on the Universal website. These are included on the two other articles that we found.
So it's a ham sandwich.
Yes, with the special cheese. And more mustard butter, but this one was Dijon.
Wow. Next.
Oh, I searched up the pronunciation of this one and I already forgot. Bouffe. Oh, but then I didn't search up the second one. Bouffe. Borg. Oh, Bourguignon.
Mm-hmm.
Bourguignon.
Sure.
Okay. Braised beef in Burgundy wine with mushrooms, pearl onions, roasted carrots, and bacon lardons with palms.
Palms puree. I think that's like a potato puree, maybe. Mashed potatoes.
Lardons.
I don't know.
Bacon lardons.
Maybe John will explain it in his post. In his blog post.
Sounds good, though.
Oh, jeez. Special salad. Fancy salad.
No, you gotta say it.
Nicoise. N-I-weird-C-O-I-S-E. That.
The C is like what?
It's like
has
a
little...
squiggly C.
Yeah.
It's a tuna salad, a fingerling potatoes, the weird nicoise olives, pickled red onions, eggs, haricot verts, tomatoes, and mustard vinaigrette.
And this one is not listed on the Universal website.
Okay.
We're just going to make that as like a fact every time, just... in case you want to look up the food.
So from my understanding, there was a tasting event, and that's why this stuff has been released. Probably also from a combination of team member previews.
It just, people to me, doesn't make sense as to why websites don't list everything then.
I don't know. Okay. Moving on.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes, it is.
Dirigible plum juice. Apple, passion fruit, dragon fruit, and citrus. Not listed on the Universal website.
Le Goblet Noir.
That's another restaurant.
Then you have the Alchemist Platter.
This
it
one
is...
Okay, you're not doing this right. Okay, all the ones that we just read are at the cafe.
Yes.
That we mentioned. Now we're moving on to a new place. Try to make it a little more obvious. You did not. Okay, this is the Le Goblet Noir.
Alchemist Platter. You have smoked sausage, pickled eggs, potato, and cheese pierogies. Mm. Beets, caramelized onions, and a warm pretzel with German mustard and cheese fondue.
I want this.
I will be getting this.
What people don't know is my dad makes pickled eggs, beets, and stuff for Thanksgiving. It's just kind of like a weird tradition thing that he started. So seeing the purple eggs on the picture make me happy, remind me of home. I like pickled eggs.
Ew. Moving on.
And pierogies. Lentil stew. Stew of lentils, vegan bacon, and root vegetables with artesian bread. The thing is this one's on their website.
Okay.
Other foods that we're going to talk about are not. But they put lentil stew over the salad. The salad looks prettier.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Moving on. You now have Bar Moonshine and Butterbeer Cart.
Ha ha ha. Say it.
Brow Brewer? Beer Brewer? It's Butterbeer.
Yeah.
Butterbeer served cold, frozen, or hot. Not listed on Universal. But obvious due to video.
Yep. Because they posted the video and they talk about Butterbeer being there, so.
Yep. Next, we have Super Nintendo World. Toadstool Cafe.
We're going to start with the Mario Burger. Beef patty with mushrooms, lettuce, tomato, and melted American cheese on a brioche bun with a side of truffle French fries.
Sounds like this place wants to kill me. I'm allergic to mushrooms.
Probably. Well, yes.
Yes.
But if you got tested, we will know how severe.
It's too much work.
Anyway, that was the Mario Burger. And due to the picture, and I even looked at other pictures too, the bun does have the mustache on it and the little red hat. Because I sent my sister a picture. She was like, that looks fake. So I sent her another picture of a person actually holding it. So
my question is it like a fondue type hat? Is it edible? Or is it like a little plastic hat? Do they take the hat away when...
Because I saw it as like part of a way to hide the stick that keeps burgers together.
So my question is, you know how when you go to Minion Cafe,
mm-hmm.
and they bring out the ramen, and then they pour the ramen, but then take the cool cup away?
I wasn't there when they did it, so I don't remember.
Okay, it comes in a cool little glass cup.
Oh, okay.
Obvious why they take it away, but I wonder if they take away the little hat. It's like, we're keeping the hat.
I don't think so.
It's a joke.
Oh.
Obviously, you keep the hat. It's probably a toothpick.
Yeah.
Expensive toothpick, but...
But then you can put it on your future burgers.
But if it is, like, a toothpick or plastic hat, the price of that burger just, like, skyrocketed.
Yes.
That'll probably be, like, a $20 burger. Same thing with Luigi Burger, which is a grilled chicken with basil pesto, melted Swiss cheese, green peppers, and spinach on a brioche bun with a side of truffle French fries. Again, ew.
They had to add all the green veggies for Luigi's Burger.
Here. Okay, Mario's Burger. Beef patty. Good. Mushrooms? I'll take it without the mushrooms. Lettuce tomato? Fine. Melted American cheese? Fine. On a brioche bun. Truffle fries? I'm not a big fan of truffle fries. Luigi. Grilled chicken? Great. Basil pesto? Meh. Melted Swiss cheese? Don't like Swiss cheese. Green peppers? Don't like green peppers. Don't like spinach either.
Doesn't he sound like a child while he's complaining about food?
I'm picky. Deal with it.
Ooh, I get to read the next one, though. Bowser's Fireball Challenge. 1 pound meatball with mozzarella cheese and mushroom marinara sauce and parsley with a Bowser-inspired puff pastry and a side of hot sauce.
And now I was like, ooh, this looks really good. It's like a ginormous meatball. And then you say mushroom marinara sauce.
Mm.
Why?
Because it's the Mushroom Kingdom.
I don't care.
There are going to be mushrooms.
I wonder if they'll be able to do an allergy thing.
I made meatloaf for dinner, and that was 2 pounds of meat.
That's true.
1 pound meatball. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I want this now.
I'll have to go and click a allergy note, and then the chef's going to have to come out and be like, what are you allergic to? Mushrooms.
And they're like, go to a different portal.
And be like, leave. Why are you here?
I'm surprised this next one is not on the Universal website.
Piranha Plant Caprese.
Caprese? I think.
Ooh! My cup. This is tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, asparagus, and basil pesto with greens, radish, and apple vinaigrette. Not listed on the Universal website.
But it looks super cool.
If you pay anything more than $4 or $5 for this, you're getting ripped off. Let's count.
It's rabbit food.
No.
But it's pretty.
So you get lettuce, which is fairly cheap in quantity. There is 1-2 slices of tomato. There is 1.5 slices of cheese.
Two
leaves. 1 asparagus stalk. And what is that, tomato?
I'm pretty sure.
And another half of you basically get 1 tomato, 1.5 slices of cheese, a handful of lettuce. I would say, okay, 1/2 handful of lettuce, 1, 2, 3, 4 radishes, 2 leaves, and 1 asparagus stalk.
You're paying for the presentation.
Yes, the presentation is very nice.
Because it does look really cool.
And now the thing that'll end me, Super Mushroom Pizza Bowl.
I'm supposed to read this one. Mozzarella cheese.
Right.
sausage, pepperoni, and mushroom marinara sauce with mushroom pizza crust.
Why?
And not listed on the Universal website.
Got it. We are not eating here when we go.
No. Well, this next thing doesn't have mushrooms.
Anyways, Yoshi's Snack Island. You have Yoshi's Smoothie. Milk with frozen Granny Smith apple and honeydew syrup, whipped cream, and green apple boba. With no mushrooms.
No mushrooms. If there was a drink with mushrooms in it, then even I would.
I would force you to get it at that point.
Ugh.
That actually sounds pretty good.
But that's all that there was for Nintendo World.
Moving on. Isle of Burke, Mead Hall.
Thawfest platter. Spread of chicken drumsticks in a wild berry barbecue glaze, grilled salmon, and sausage with roasted carrots, cipollini, maybe, onions, Nordic fries, and side sauces. You good?
Those drumsticks look like meatballs.
No, you can see the sticks sticking out of them from the back.
Well, now I can.
Yes, but originally they do look like the glazed meatballs.
That actually looks pretty good.
Yes. We got chicken and sausage and salmon.
This is also probably going to be another place that I won't eat at. Lots of seafood.
Well, yeah, because they live on an island.
But if we do eat here, we can get the platter and you can take the drumsticks and I'll take the sausage.
And the salmon.
And you can have the salmon and I can have the french fries. And to make it more fair, I'll give you the pickles.
Jack will have the pickles. We have learned recently that he loves sweet Gherkins.
Yep. Ow.
Don't punch your mic, please.
Too late. Anyways, Sullen Sea Sandwich. Salmon with pickled cucumbers and horseradish dill cream on a pumpernickel Kaiser bun with a side of ancient garnishes. Grains. With a sun-dried berries. You're the fish expert. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a salmon burger. It's kind of boring looking, honestly. The ancient grains, on the other hand, it didn't look interesting.
It looks like mac and cheese.
No, it looks like rice with veggies.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, that is ancient grains or garns, you know.
Moving on.
Nordic harvest salad, kale, arugula, red cabbage, radishes, and grains with blueberries, apples, trail mix, and raspberry vinaigrette. I will never be getting this. I get it if you like salads and stuff, but if I go to a theme park, I am not getting a salad on purpose.
Says the one who goes to a steak restaurant.
As a side,
and then,
not my entree.
No, and then orders a $37 steak.
And I get veggies on the side.
And
what's
then
wrong
get
with that?
Two sides of veggies.
No. Well, yes, because I got french fries. Fried veggies.
I don't count that as veggies.
Then why'd you say two sides of veggies?
It was a joke. But even that you get one veggie.
Beans. I got that for my birthday. You can shut up.
I look at it as a cost. I'm like, okay, I'm getting good value in the steak. I'm getting decent, okay value in the french fries.
Well, I also panic ordered
and
then, got
no, and then
fries.
You get, no, and then you get, I don't know, broccoli or something. I'm like, how much does it cost them to give you that broccoli? 20 cents?
Whatever, move on. Now who's holding up the episode?
But you get a bowl of mashed potatoes. How much does it cost them for mashed potatoes? Probably a little bit more. But then if you're Melody, you eat your steak, and you're like, I'm going to save some for home. So you box it
up. Shut up.
You box it up. And then we leave, and we drive down the road. I'm like, oh, where's your to-go box? And you're like, shoot, I left it on the table. I told you to grab it. No, you didn't. I put it right in front of you.
You expected the birthday girl to grab the food? How dare you?
Yes, because I paid for it.
We paid for it.
I'll remember that.
Move on. I'm going to be butt to you on your birthday. Leave me alone.
Stormy's. No.
Nope.
Not Stormy's. Stormfly's catch of the day. This is a chocolate mousse fish on top of a fruity pebbled cereal.
You're adding extra words while reading. It's not a fruity pebble. It's just a fruity pebble cereal.
ADHD.
Yeah, but there's also a picture.
Moose.
Moose.
Covered in chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah.
It looks, to the picture makes it look like a giant foam fish on cereal. Like one of those, like,
if peanut this is...
thing, the peanut marshmallow things.
Do we know if this is at, like, a sit-down place? Where is this at?
The Mead Hall.
Oh. I was hoping it was going to be at, like, a quick service place so that I could try this. Because I would love to be able to just walk up and grab it and just go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to have to really... Because I would like to try this when we go.
I can get it as a dessert.
Yeah, but I'm prioritizing rides.
Move on. Hiccup's Grilled Salmon. Pastrami seasoned salmon. Roasted carrots. Herb garlic potatoes. Not again. It's just cipollini. Onions. And dill fennel sauce. And this is not listed on the Universal website.
Looks good as a baked potato.
Dill fennel? Dill fennel sauce. Interesting. I like dill. Sounds good.
Moving on. Yak nog. Melted chocolate, cinnamon, and whipped cream. What?
Reread.
Melted.
Nope.
Oh. Malted.
There you go.
Malted chocolate, cinnamon, and whipped cream. No pick. Also not listed on Universal.
So basically a hot chocolate with some cinnamon.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Sounds good to me.
Then make it at home. You literally could.
Do we have cinnamon?
Oh, wait, no, it's malted chocolate.
Oh, well.
Next.
Gobbler's Mead. Boysenberry. Blackcurrant. Citrus. And cardamom. And this is not listed on the Universal website. This would be interesting. We have a blackcurrant jam in our fridge.
Uh-huh.
It's very tart.
I will not be trying it. Moving on. Dark Universe. Das Steakhouse. Bird on a steak. Grilled dry rub chicken tenderloin on a steak with roasted vegetables and green onion mashed potatoes. So, chicken tenders.
And according to the picture, that's a giant, like, charred pepper
thing. It is. So, before we even knew food, I was like, we're eating there when we go for lunch. Because we're like, oh, we got to pick a place for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We're eating here.
Oh. Why?
Because it's Das Steakhouse. It's the fancy restaurant there. Not fancy, but, like, I'm pretty sure this is the place where they're going to, like, role play as vampires and whatnot.
The familiars.
And that. Well, it's vampires and familiars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, moving on. This is probably what you're going to get.
No. Darkmoor Black Wings. Spicy chili dusted fried wings. Oh, maybe. With smoky cheddar, charred scallions, and soy chili garlic sauce. Served with pimento cornbread skull. This is a skull. And coleslaw. But I don't like coleslaw.
Why'd you say no when I said this is what you're going to get?
The way they played it in this picture makes it look like a dessert for some reason.
Yes.
My brain keeps thinking it's some weird crunchy thing with a dark chocolatey sauce.
I also hope it's bigger portions, because right now it only looks like there's two wings.
Eh.
Unless they're big wings, which will be okay. Anyways, why'd you say no?
Well, because, like I said, my brain thought dessert, and then I read it, and I was like, oh, that's not a dessert. So...
Good job.
I love fried chicken.
Blood, in quotations, orange chicken sandwich. Marinated chicken breast in blood orange sauce on a black bun with pickles, slaw, and crispy fries.
Didn't you have something on, like, a black bun?
Nope. Burger King did a black bun for Halloween.
Yeah, didn't you get it?
Years ago. No.
Oh. It's a burger. I don't think
it's a chicken sandwich.
Shut up. Every time someone uses a brioche bun, I think burger. Anyway. Our favorite vegan familiars stuffed cabbage. Because, you know, they couldn't think of a better name. Impossible meat and cabbage in bell pepper tomato sauce with beet bucatini. Okay.
Okay. We're not vegans. We do not.
I mean, it's interesting, but...
Hopefully it's good.
I would pick other stuff before this.
Because this is the first one that I think is specifically just for vegans.
And I can't tell if it's like making, like, pointing at a specific familiar. Our favorite vegan familiar, you know?
Maybe. Anyways, fish on a steak.
Because there are multiple steaks. This is another one.
Yep. Fish on a steak. Blackened salmon, Steak.
Salmon steak.
Okay. Blackened salmon steak on a steak with roasted vegetables and green onion mashed potatoes. Not listed on Universal. No pick.
You don't have to read the no pick.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Next.
Bits and pieces. This is technically another steak. Wild mushroom brisket meatloaf on a steak with roasted vegetables and green onion mashed potatoes. Also not listed on the Universal website.
No pick.
Okay.
Carved staked steak with green onion mashed potatoes, roasted carrots, mushrooms, and acorn squash. Not listed on Universal website.
See, this is what I thought I would get because I like steak. But then I also rethought, I was like, this is also
this theme looks like park what we steak. Had last night. Remember we had that London broil?
Oh, yeah.
This looks like
lemon.
That.
Huh? You mixed up lemon with London.
I thought that's what it is.
No, she said lemon.
I thought she said London.
Lemon.
Makes more sense than London.
No, it doesn't, because it was lemony. Okay.
Moving on.
Oh, shiblets.
Have fun.
Ancient char siu pork. Roasted pork belly with bloody roast pork dipping sauce. Green onion mashed potatoes. Roasted carrots. Acorn square. Mushrooms. And bok choy. Not listed on the Universal website.
Neat.
This is another thing that I would probably get.
Knowing Universal's portions, you honestly could get two things.
Yes. Also, knowing Universal's prices, probably not.
Well, seeing as now I'm setting aside who knows how much money for when we go, I might factor in 5 or 6 different entrees.
Whatever.
Into the budget.
You better say this next one properly.
Labatocorticata?
Nope. Labatocorticata. Think of it as a lobotomy. The play on words!
Oh. Okay, fine. Vanilla panna cotta Greek yogurt brain, quotations marks, with raspberries. No.
I told you earlier, I was rushing and I forgot to fix this. Not on the Universal website.
Next.
Reaper's Reserve. Caramel spice brown ale, clove, just a clove, nutmeg, and cinnamon. Not on the Universal website.
No.
Shut up.
All right, since we decide we're going to eat here, what are you getting? We'll do semi-planning, and then who knows if it holds true in the next couple months when we actually go.
Either the black wings or the pork.
I might do the carved staked steak.
Or?
Or the blood orange chicken sandwich. Or the bird on a steak.
If you get the blood orange chicken sandwich, that's going to be a fun picture at least.
Yeah.
And show someone that you ate, like, a burned sandwich.
The poop's gonna look crazy. Because if you have, like, black buns, it makes the poop a different color.
What?
That was the whole thing with the Burger King black bun.
Move on.
Everybody was like,
no.
My poop's green.
Oh my gosh, what is wrong with you today? The Burning Blade Tavern. The place that I'm also looking forward to at least seeing.
I've already seen it.
In person.
Yeah, fine. Hunter's garlic steak. Crispy cheese garlic pretzel with garlic dipping sauce. No.
Not on the Universal website.
Next.
It's a pretzel.
It's a pretzel.
I want it, though. Just like I still want the Shrek pretzel.
Is this a...
I'm aware of like green cheese.
Is this quick service? Do we know?
No idea.
Oh.
It didn't look like it was.
Well, I hope it is, because that would be an easy quick service thing.
Maybe they focus more on the looks, so it is like a quick service. I don't know. Instead of making it big, it's a small place.
Yeah.
So it's quick service.
Moving on.
It's also, there's one more place to get food, the Lacey's Cottage, but on the 3 websites that we looked up, none of them listed any food at this place.
Weird.
So, oh well.
Celestial Park.
Oh, we're already almost done.
Atlantic. You have the Sea Base.
No.
Sea Boss?
Sea Bastion.
Okay. Sea Base. Nope.
No. That one was an actual
That was an accident. Sea Bass with carrot mochi, sugar snap peas, lemongrass broth, and starfruit slices.
I love starfruit.
Ew.
Okay, how often do you see starfruit served at a theme park, though?
I don't look at the fruit.
That's fair. I'm,
I'm like, what fruit is this served with?
And we get free star fruit every once in a while. But
I could get it more often if I wanted to.
When it's in season.
Blow it under the fence, make it the neighbor's problem. Just kidding, I don't do that.
Huh?
One of my customers has a star fruit tree, and he's like, pick as much as you want.
Yeah.
Because they're not home, ever.
Yeah. So we get free star fruit.
Yeah. When I remember, half the time I just blow it under their fence.
Your mom remembers, and she brings a star fruit. So, she's nice. You're not. Moving on.
No.
Landlubber's snickerdoodle loot. Snickerdoodle cake served in a beach pail with cookie butter ganache, Biscoff sand, in quotation marks, and gummy sharks.
Okay,
our
so
kids will eat this.
Does it actually come with the shovel? Because in the picture, there's a little pink shovel.
I wouldn't be surprised.
If it comes with, if it
instead
comes
of a
with
spoon.
A little shovel, the price of this just skyrocketed again.
Oh my word.
Same thing with the hats.
I just think it's funny. A lot of people talk, because, you know, I have kids. I see parenting videos every once in a while. And I think one thing I've seen multiple times is to make a safe play area with this Biscoff sand thing.
Oh, yeah.
So.
We should do that.
Let's not.
Why?
Mess. It may
I'll
be edible, but it's not fun to clean up.
I'll eat it.
They can do it outside. How's that?
Yes. Attract ants. Smart.
The ants are already outside.
Whatever. Moving on. King Oyster Mushroom Ceviche. Cilantro, lime, tomato, and jicama. Not listed.
Not
sorry.
A universe.
No.
No. This one I just wrote not listed. Not listed on the Universal website.
Next. I'm not interested in that.
Passion fruit caviar, in quotation marks. Which
ew.
Is weird. Chocolate pan de jeans? Jeans? I don't know. Hazelnut
nope, not
crunch.
Jeans.
What?
You can't wear these jeans.
Okay.
Okay.
Hazelnut crunch and Ivara mousse. Not listed on the Universal website. I want to know why it has caviar in quotation marks, though.
Who knows? Grand Atlantic Martini, dry gin, aperitif, wine, and a lemon twist.
Hopefully they'll actually remember your lemon twist.
Hopefully
they will.
We were
gypped of our lemon.
On our...
Agua panela. The
fmiti. Agua panini?
No.
Nope.
Agua panela.
Close, sure.
The sweet tea drink. I did not get my lemon.
The sugar water.
The sugar water. Anyway. Melon and herb highball. Gin, watermelon syrup, basil, and cucumber. Not listed on the Universal website.
Northern Lights, vodka, curacao, lemon juice, butterfly pea blossom, ice sphere.
That's whole one thing.
That
that's
one thing. Limoncello, limousine.
No.
Something. Simple syrup, gold luster dust.
Not listed on the Universal website.
The Blue Dragon Pan Asian Restaurant.
Tonkatsu, hopefully. Tonkatsu ramen. Ramen noodles and pork broth with cashew.
Cashew pork.
No, not cashew. Cashew? Unless it is cashew.
Pretty sure it is cashew.
Pork. Tear egg. Shiitake mushrooms. And togarashi oil.
I know what you're getting if we go again.
I love ramen. And it looks a lot like the udon bowl.
Yes, it does.
Your turn.
Smashed cucumbers, dragon sauce. I almost lost my phone again. Cilantro, peanuts, and the Saskatchewan dust.
No.
No. Sichuan dust.
Not listed on the Universal website. This one was interesting, especially when you see the picture. Snowflake pot stickers. Lacy crust pork pot stickers with dragon sauce, which is not listed on the Universal website. Read this, and I was like, ooh, yummy. Saw the picture. And instantly thought, what the heck is this? Because that looks like a super light flake.
It
does not look like a pot
like
sticker.
A tortilla.
Yeah.
From this angle, it just looks like a circular tortilla with a hole cut in the middle for
it
sauce.
It looks like fried air, because it has like the little holes.
Oh, yeah.
It is not pot sticker.
No. Moving on. Passion fruit mooncake. Passion fruit cheesecake. Passion fruit mango. And dragon crust.
Not listed on the Universal website. I had time again, so I was able to write it out again.
Good job.
How do you say that? Kosan?
Sure.
Sure. Boba. A delightful blend of Thai-inspired milk tea and paired with coffee boba and frothy coffee foam. I have not had coffee boba before. That'd be interesting. I hope it's not chewy, though. That's my only concern.
It probably is.
I like the bursting ones. I don't like the chewy ones.
Tapioca.
Yeah.
Chengdu Dream? Sure. Sichuan Baiju? Curaco? Falernum? Sure. Grapefruit juice and pineapple juice. No.
Not listed on the Universal website.
No pick.
Okay. Golden Dragon. Lime juice, pineapple juice, cream of coconut, jalapeno essence, turmeric, and ground ginger, which is not listed on the Universal website.
So my question is, do they just take the jalapeno and just wave it above?
That's what I think of every time I read the word essence when it comes to a drink. I'm like, got it. You just like went whiff. There's the essence.
No, it reminds me of the story of the girlfriend who...
I think we've referenced this before.
Probably. She didn't like pasta sauce. So she's just like, I want essence of pasta sauce. So her dad would always make her normal pasta, put the pasta sauce in, put it in a strainer, wash off the pasta sauce, and then serve it to her, and she would eat that. So it's just noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Because she liked the essence. So her boyfriend, for years, would just make her plain noodles, and she thought it would be essence of pasta sauce.
Boyfriend was kind of a jerk, because he was found... Whatever, I'm not going to get into it. But, yeah.
So that just makes me think, is that what they're doing? Or are they just washing off the jalapeno?
They put one jalapeno seed in it. Just
Probably. Anyways, the Oak and Star Tavern... Platter with mango bread and pickles. Oh, main dish. Smoked ribs, pulled pork, cheddar jalapeno sausage, or spit roasted herb infused chicken. Sides, braised greens, mac and cheese.
I'm assuming you can pick.
Is that how it was on the website?
Yeah. And if all the descriptions, most of them are from the same website. So It was really weird that they listed it out like that.
Since it's a platter... You can probably pick, oh, I want all of this meat, or I want half this, half this. And then I want, you know, two mac and cheeses, or I want braised greens and mac and cheese.
Or you just pick one of the things from the main dish area, and you pick one of the sides.
Or that.
Anyway. The Plastered Owl. Dark rye whiskey, simple syrup, cherry syrup, lemon juice, lemon wedges, and muddled cherries.
Pizza Moon.
Which is the place you eat at.
Oh.
I kind of try to make it obvious every time.
Well, before...
Before what?
Oh.
Yes, it's been like that every single time.
Never mind. Pizza Moon. A trip to Vesuvio.
Okay, this is on the Universal website, but from what I could tell, I could not figure out if this is actually at Pizza Moon, but looking at the picture, what Nick is about to read, I am guessing that it's here. This is also why the description of this is going to be different from everything else.
Assuming it's here, enjoy a blend of fromage de lune, pepperoni, fennel sausage, roasted peppers, and caramelized onions topped with cherry peppers, Calabrian chili, and a fresh arugula. A drizzle of hot honey tops it off.
See?
Okay.
So maybe...
For my child's palate in me, that sounds disgusting. Miss me with all of those peppers and onions.
Yeah, what about this next one?
One of my customers gave us a pizza because I guess they had too many.
Okay.
I think a customer gave it to me. I don't know. Somewhere I got a pizza for okay. free.
No, just some homeless dude just came up with, like, pizza.
No.
Okay.
I'm not that stupid. And it was just cheese and onions. Oh, yeah, it was a customer. It was a while ago. Apparently his kid just had a birthday party and they ordered too many pizzas, so he came and gave us a pizza.
So for a kid's birthday party, they had just... a cheese and onion pizza.
Yep.
No wonder it was extra. Who gets just the cheese and onion pizza? That is just... Like, I like cheese and onion on a pizza, with other stuff. We move on. Harvest Moon Pizza. Maybe you'll like this one. Tomato sauce. Grilled artichoke hearts. Never mind, you won't.
Nope.
Divina tomatoes. And roasted peppers with Castelvetrano olives.
See, like...
And arugula.
Why you gotta put on so many veggies to pizzas?
It's the Harvest Moon Pizza.
Just give me pepperoni and sausage.
Isn't that there a video game?
Huh?
Harvest Moon?
Sounds like one. Probably. Moving on. Now this is my kind of pizza. A brownie eclipse. Brownie, Nutella, marshmallows, and crust Oreo.
So not a pizza.
It looks like a pizza.
It's also not listed on the Universal website.
Nope.
Neither was the Harvest Moon. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Celestiki.
Another place. Celestiki. Uh-huh. Maybe. I don't know.
The cat one.
Basically
in.
A tiki bar, but celestial. Baturi punch. Rum, bitters, and fruit juices. I don't know which fruit.
Which fruit?
Just fruit juices.
I wonder if it's just whatever they have on hand. Bar Zenith. Meteor Strike. Light rum, triple sec. Did you do that wrong?
You I put... copy-pasted, so they probably did it wrong.
Well, they put tripe sec. Lime juice and pineapple juice with lemon lime soda, gold glitter, and a lemon extract infused raw sugar cube meteor.
Maybe on fire, according to the picture?
That would be interesting. Helios Grand Hotels. So that is all the food in the parks. Now we're moving on to the hotels.
We actually are?
We're at 1 hour and 1 minute. It's up to you.
Yep, continue. You already said it anyway. Now we got it.
It's almost like you can chop it.
Oh.
Do you want to do them or do you want to save
continue,
them?
Continue, because I want this first thing.
Helios Grand Hotel. Flora Taverna.
Do you want me to read it?
Fine.
Charred Octopus.
Ew.
Eee. Oh, and also, this was only listed on the Universal website, so you're going to have the flavorful explanation of this instead of just what it is. Well, here we go. This dish is a kaleidoscope of brilliant colors and flavors. Delectable, charred octopus is served with crispy herb potatoes, briny olives, creamy salsa verde, and resisca leaves. I want this.
That sounds disgusting.
I really like octopus.
When does Helios even open?
I don't know. What, you just want to go to the hotel just for the restaurant? Do you have to stay there
no,
to go
I
to the
restaurant?
No, I
want you to eat this.
Okay. It's not like it's a dare. We went to
read the next one.
Place that had octopus recently, and you got weirded out when I ate it. It's your turn to read.
You read it. I'm looking something up.
Heritage Tomato and Burrata Salad.
May 22nd.
Oh, so not your birthday.
No.
We can go for Jack's birthday.
No.
Well, we can also go on the day that we're going.
I also like how I got Islands of Adventure on my birthday, because Islands opened in... May 21st?
Oh. Did I get something on my birthday? I forgot. I don't think so.
Oh. Islands opened May 28th, 1999.
Uh-huh.
So, what?
You came first.
7 days before, I mean after my birthday. So I got that for my birthday. And now I'm getting Epic Universe for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice. You got nothing.
I got an Apple Watch. Anyway.
That's...
As a gift. Anyway, read the next thing.
I then bought myself for an Apple Watch.
Yes. You piggybacked on my birthday.
You got the Series 10.
Oh my gosh. Yes, yeah, and you got the nicer watch.
And then
does
I got
make
the
sense?
Ultra 2.
Well, work watch. Continue.
I actually found out I don't need the Ultra 2. They both have the same dust rating.
You could have gotten the cheaper watch.
Yeah, I could have.
Read the next thing.
But... when you...
Yes, you are a butt. Continue.
Hold on.
Oh my gosh.
Messages, Melody. When I go to type, my screen is so big, I have a keyboard.
Oh my word.
I have a whole keyboard on my watch. But my battery life is longer. By like double.
Mm.
Moving on.
I also have a keyboard.
Oh, well, my screen's bigger.
Yep, because I'm already screwing up while trying to type on this stupid keyboard.
You wouldn't if you had a bigger screen.
Nope, stop pressing that letter.
When I type, it doesn't mess up.
Oh my word. There we go. Okay, that's we're gonna thing. Move on. We're moving on. Read it.
That's rude.
Continue.
That's not very kid-friendly.
No, it's not. So continue.
Heritage tomato and burrata salad. Indulge in this light and refreshing salad featuring fresh heirloom tomatoes, creamy burrata, agave walnuts, Reggiano pesto, delicate, delicate microgreens, topped with mostarda. Pure bliss.
You have to read that last part. Moving on. You go from that to shish kebabs. The finest flavors from ocean and land have merged. Za'atar chicken. Spice. What?
Nothing. Just.
Oh. Spicy harissa prawns and pimento spiced beef are served with a sauce trio of Moroccan herbs, rich garlic, and tangy dakuz. A now word you with get a Q with no U after.
A whole branzino. This whole butterflied branzino is expertly grilled and served with tangy pickled tomato, grabici, fresh citrus, and vibrant tremoula. It's a Moroccan herb sauce, perfect for seafood lovers.
Interesting.
It's funny, because when we went to Israel, you got a whole fish.
Uh-huh.
And now you can go here and get a whole fish, probably.
Butterflied.
I don't think you get the head.
No, I don't think so either.
You got that in Israel, though.
Yep.
You got the head and the eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat the eyeball?
No. Maybe? I don't remember.
I think you did.
Probably.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
I kissed you. Ew.
Okay. I eat a lot of weird foods. Leave me alone. Okay, how do you say this?
I don't know.
Mez?
Sure.
Oh. And spreads. Oh, I don't like this word. Nosh. Nosh on this assortment of rich baba ganoush, marinated olives, muhammara, huh?
Ganache.
Whatever. Hummus, tzatziki, whipped summer feta, and roasted red pepper dip, all served with warm focaccia, pita, and lavish bread.
That actually sounds really good.
Yes, because that sounds like something we have at home a lot.
We actually do have that at home right now.
Well, not the olives. I want the olives.
No, we do not have the olives.
Yeah, we have... No, wait, do we have tzatziki?
We'll make tzatziki. Scallop crudo. Savor this sea lover's dish featuring fresh raw scallops and a sour orange vin sauce. Paired with crisp Persian cucumber slivers, zesty Aleppo pepper, crisp serrano peppers, and topped with crunchy pistachios.
Okay, as someone who really does like scallops, looking at this picture, looks like I'm paying $50 for almost nothing.
Yes. And there you go. That's the food.
Yay!
It only took us 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Which will probably be down to like 50 or 45 minutes by the time I'm done editing.
I'm going to guess 1 hour. No, because we didn't really stop that much.
We
no, we didn't.
If we did,
you're
you
leaving
your,
it all in.
You dropped your water bottle quite a few times.
Once. Whatever. What are you looking forward to? If you pick one, what would you go get?
The thing is like, a lot of places have good food, but I have to go to Nintendo World for the really cool looking food.
Yes.
Because where else am I going to get a Mario burger? Or
I'm
pretty sure they have like other Toad looking foods there too that they haven't announced yet. Because I'm pretty sure they have them in like California and Japan.
Probably.
So, like, they just look really cool. I don't care if they taste meh. They look cool.
Agreed.
While everything else is nice food, but not themed, or it's still themed, but they just don't look as cool.
Did you see that Epic Universe is now on the map?
I did not.
With rides and whatnot.
I did see that it was all over the app, though, on Universal. All the things and stuff are listed on the app now. Epic Universe is also on the map.
That's what I just said.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the regular, like, Google map.
No.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
And Epic is... You said it was closer to home, right?
By 1 mile.
Woo.
So, this isn't like a circle like I thought it would be.
No. It's... Looks like... What is this?
It's more of an oval.
An oval is still a type of circle. If you're still going
it's
around.
It's a longer circle. No, I thought it was going to be a nice, perfect circle like, you know, Studios is. Because Studios is a pretty good circle.
Are you saying it branches off in a way you didn't want?
Yes.
Then that's not a circle.
No, because, like, you have, you know, you have your three fountains in the middle. Mm-hmm. You have How to Train Dragon, Super Nintendo World basically cross from each other. Then you have to go up a little bit to get to Dark Universe and Harry Potter.
Yeah, but this is exactly what I said. It was a circle, and then you have to go into a portal, but then you have to leave, and then keep going, and then you go into one.
No, I know it
was going to
be like that.
It wasn't going to be a perfect, you keep going in one direction.
I thought it was going to be a better circle, like the middle part was going to be a better circle. Like, I could have seen this, like, a long time ago, but
I
just
didn't pay
that. Are
you just annoyed that it's a figure eight?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, because you think traffic is going to keep running into each other because it's not a circle?
That could also be a good case, yes.
Well, knowing crowds, they're probably going to head toward Nintendo and not How to Train Your Dragon.
Right, no. Opening week and probably the first month, I think Nintendo World and Harry Potter are going to be the most slammed. With How to Train Your Dragon following behind whatever the runner-up is, probably Super Nintendo. It'll probably be Harry Potter most busy, Super Nintendo.
I'm going to have to edit that.
Yes. Harry Potter being the most busy, Super Nintendo being close behind it, and then How to Train Your Dragon is probably going to be like the third busiest, with Dark Universe will probably be your least busy.
Honestly, I think Dark Universe might be more busy than How to Train Your Dragon.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
We're going to have to make a planning
episode. I also am surprised
that
the Stardust Racers is not as close to the entrance as I thought it would be.
Yeah. Because, like, where is Stardust Racers?
In between Harry Potter and Isle of Berk.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I am now very looking forward to this, though.
Oh, yeah, Stardust Racers.
It's in a weird spot.
I thought it was going to be in the middle of the park.
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of...
It's off to the side.
Mm-hmm. It kind of circles around Isle of Berk a little.
Because where Stardust Racers is now, I thought that was going to be the middle of the park, which meant I thought Harry Potter had all of that room right there to expand. Which that's not the case. But now you can see up between Nintendo World and Dark Universe, there's that big plot right there that could be used for expansions.
Mm-hmm.
Judging that if this map is actually accurate and there's actually no buildings there. I know I could go and see bioreconstruction drone videos, but I'm too lazy.
Mm. No comment. Oh, and then there's the hotel on the opposite side.
Oh, and then did you see the big parking lot?
Ah, I like how the parking lot is on there too.
So my question is...
Well, I mean, the parking lot is also by Studios. They show those parking lots too. What?
I wonder if they're going to do, like, a moving walkway to the park? Because this is a big parking lot.
Oh, okay. I was looking at the one by the hotel for some reason. That is a big parking lot.
I wonder if there's going to be, like, a moving walkway to get to the park. Or if there might be, like, a tram or something, like Busch Gardens does.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what the circle thingies are.
Where?
The road was
I think
circles.
That might be bus parking.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Because I feel like that's big enough for a bus to turn around in,
mm-hmm.
and then probably to park.
And that is probably it. And then, is that preferred? The weird sectioned-off parking spot?
So, I think this one, so if you're looking at it with us, you have the weird squiggly ones where I just said the bus parking is.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look to the left, there's like an upwards nubbins.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be your handicap parking.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think the first couple rows are going to be your premier parking.
Then what's the sectioned off area?
There's a sectioned off area?
Yeah.
Where?
To the left of the nubbins.
Oh.
What is that?
Okay, never mind. That might be handicapped. I think the nubbins might be premier parking.
Then everything else is normal?
Yeah.
Maybe can I see it on maps?
It's not going to say on maps premier parking.
No, I mean, but like colors. Won't handicap be blue?
Yeah, but you also got to think all handicap spaces have to be as close to the place as possible. So it's either...
Not always the case at places that I've seen, though. Not the playground that we play at. For some reason, the handicap spots are farther away from the gate.
I don't know. Usually they're as close to the gate as possible. That's the way it should be. Anyways, we talked too long about parking.
Yes.
How long do we talk about parking? Probably 10 minutes.
Mm.
No, it really will be an hour.
Okay, yes.
Anything else to add?
No.
Stay tuned for a trip planning video in the next couple months.
Yeah.
Where we will actually have to plan our trip because we've never been.
Yep. And it's going to be a... We literally don't know what we're getting into.
And if anybody is going to a team member preview that's listening to this and wants to take us along with your friends and family, please reach out on Instagram. I will go with you. I would love to see Epic Universe early.
The end.
That's it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adios.
Good riddance.
Okay.
Hello. You missed. Can you stop shooting pom-poms at me?
Oh, that's a hair trigger. Yeah.
We have a podcast to record. Stop being a child. You're being a child. Sorry, people, you don't get an episode today because all she's doing is shooting pom-poms at my face.
And missing.
All right, that's the episode. Bye-bye.
No! Pardon me. I'm taking this out.
Why?
What kind of Starburst did you just say?
Berries.
Berries? Berries and what else?
And cream.
Oh! Berries and cream. Berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Okay, stop.